I was talking a couple of weeks ago about GoFundMe accounts.
Right.
And I was trying to tell you to stop doing them.
Yeah, certain ones, it makes sense. Other ones, it's just like, hey, I want to buy a new car. Give me money, or I want to buy a house.
The thing is that they have too many. And some of them don't make sense. And some of them I don't feel like are my responsibility. And it's great when there's a neighbor whose house burns down and you guys go, hey, my neighbor's house burned down. They have two kids. They have no place to live. They say they're going to need like $40,000 to redo the house or to take care of them until they rebuild the house.
People in the community, friends,
come through.
Family,
it's fantastic. Yeah.
And that's how much it's changed. I remember when I was in eighth grade, a kid in our grade, his house burnt down like right before Christmas. Everything got caught like tossed. The whole house was done.
Right.
And everybody in the community stepped up and donated. This is the modern day version of that, is being right. able to go over and hand somebody a blanket. Now you're just giving them cash.
But this is great because you can help people outside of your community if it's something you feel strongly about. I can find a guy in Pittsburgh and help him if his house burned down, just because I feel generous. So the thing I don't like, though, is now it's, hey, we're collecting money for Sally to go to Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
And hey, it's always been my dream to be on the Conan O'Brien show. Please help me get on the Conan O'Brien show by giving me money.
And we want to go to the Super Bowl. We already bought our tickets, plane tickets. Yeah, we just need tickets to the game.
Yeah. And I know you can help out. That to me is such a waste. I don't like, I'm going to tell you right now, stores. I don't like Walgreens. I don't like you forcing me to buy candy for the troops.
Can I point out something else? Yeah. Walgreens, nice try with the red nose, but that's nobody's doing that. Nobody's buying the goddamn red nose. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I don't know what the why.
I don't know. It's to help kids or something, and it's like, we should do like a bracelet, like Live Strong. That guy collected so much money and stuff. Nobody wants to wear a
red nose.
People
are buying them, though, so they could take selfies with them. I've seen them in selfies.
I want to stab those people.
I would buy every soldier a candy bar if they asked me for it. But Walgreens putting you on the spot and saying, would you like to buy candy for the troops, is unfair. Because if you're like, I don't have the money right now, but there's five people online behind you, you don't want to discuss your finances with them, but you also don't want to appear unpatriotic. So you're like, yes, I guess I do want to buy candy for the troops, even though I really wanted to use that dollar for lunch tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what to say. It's bad.
I still confuse them by saying no thank you.
Yeah.
Would you like today? I go, no, thank you. And they go, okay.
Yeah. And then yesterday I came out of Publix and there was a guy collecting money for some veterans association, but he had a card table and some red, white, and blue posters, and I don't trust him. I don't know who he is.
Right.
I can't just give
credentials.
I can't give a stranger my money, but I was freaking out that I was going to have to walk out of Publix and walk past this guy, and he was going to be like, how are you doing today, sir? Would you like to help the veterans? What's my answer? No. I mean, my answer wouldn't be like, I only have a 20 and I don't know who you are. But I just was like, put my head down and walked away and then felt bad about it for an hour. But now with GoFundMe, I can go, well, I'm helping people with the GoFundMe account. I'm
right,
sure that's acceptable. I'm kidding. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because someone brought to my attention a GoFundMe account that involves people right here in this building. You know about this?
Oh, really? Someone's in need or what?
Someone's birthday is in June and he really wants an Apple Watch.
Shut up.
He works in radio and as a stand-up comic. Anyone who has seen his act knows he can't even afford a three-piece from Popeyes.
Who could it be?
Let's help a brother out. Oh. A cat named Mo wants an Apple Watch.
Come on.
Here's what you can get. Can I read you what you can get if you donate?
Oh, wait a second. Where
you
is that?
You gotta scroll down.
Hold on.
This is my favorite part.
All right, so a reward level. So this is what you can do. So you can put reward levels on. So if you donated $5, Mo will personally thank you by name on his radio show.
Oh, no.
I'd like to say thank you, Kevin, for $5. I can't do it. Galvin could do it.
Real quick, I'd like to go down a list of people that helped me get my Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, 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 Apple.
For $10, Mo will send you a shout out on Twitter to his numerous followers. See how many followers Mo has real quick. See if that's worth $10.
But wouldn't you rather have your name on the radio as opposed to on Twitter?
I don't know. If you're trying to get followers. I have 50,000 something followers, and I wouldn't think that that's worth $10.
He has 5,933 followers.
Mo.
I'm gonna undercut him. I'll do it for five. Now, hold on. Here's where it gets good. For $30, Mo will give you, you will choose one of Mo's books. Oh, yeah, there's more than one.
Yeah, because he's got the poetry and the girl book.
A portion of The Eternal, which is the girl book.
Right.
Or his other book, This Plane is Going to Crash.
What?
And Mo will personalize a signature and mail you the book. Dear Mike Calder, enjoy my book, This Plane's Going to Crash.
Is that the poetry book? This plane is going to crash?
I believe that's another one of his novels.
Oh, okay.
For $50, Mo will conduct a 5-minute interview with you about a topic you and Mo will agree upon. The topic must be FCC friendly.
He's going to do it on air?
I guess.
Oh, no.
And by the way, This Plane is Going to Crash is a collection of poems about the debris left in the wake of love and desire, released February 1st of this year.
Oh, that's the one I have. I didn't know it was the title. And for
it's
one...
It's a Pinellas top seller, I think.
Uh-huh.
It's on the number one.
Pinellas Park?
Mm-hmm.
For $100... Mo will invite you into the studio. That's how Johnny got the job. Mo will invite you into the studio and conduct an interview with you about a topic you two agree upon. Also must be FCC friendly. So for $50, you can do it, I guess, over the phone. About $100, you can come in the studio.
Are you allowed to do that?
That's what I was wondering.
Can we have people come in and pay us $100?
Is that legal?
Be on the radio?
This was created on April 29th. How much does Mo have in the account?
How much does he need?
He needs $700.
$700. It was created on April 29th?
Yep.
Okay.
$67.
Nope.
He has $15.
Right on the nose.
Oh, yeah?
On the money, man.
And now did somebody pay to have a tweet shout-out and a thank you or what?
How much are the tweet shout-outs?
Tweet shout-outs are 10. Thank you is 5. Sign book is 30.
Three people thank yous.
That is correct.
Oh, man, I'm good at this game. This should be a new game.
Steven Streitenberger paid
$5. He owes you $5 now.
I'm giving him a thank you for free.
Oh.
Brian Sirku, $5 for free.
You're undercutting Mo.
They can actually get their donations back now.
Yeah.
If Mike does that.
Mo, what is this nonsense? This is embarrassing the whole station.
I want to first apologize. I'm trying to figure out why do you guys need me to call. Every night I'm listening, and I always listen in the morning, and typically when you guys call, I know what the subject's going to be. I had no idea. I'm like, what the hell did I do? Or what happened on the Bone Daily Rewind show? What the hell did Johnny leave in his chair?
Right.
I have no idea.
Nope, it's about your GoFundMe page to buy. Mo's birthday is in June, and he really wants an Apple Watch.
Oh, boy.
June 26th, Cancer Strong. Thank you very much.
Oh, you have cancer, too?
Yeah, let's not promote cancer.
No. My sociological side is cancer.
All right. How old of a guy will you be?
I will actually be turning the big 45.
I don't believe that. I think he's older than that.
A couple of years above that, but still.
I knew you were lying.
One of those guys that lies about his age. That's so weird, Mo. You're going to be 49. Just admit it.
Oh, no. He's older than that.
How old are you?
52.
Wait a minute.
I say you're turning 49.
If you cut the dread off and you count the rings in the dread, you can see how old he is.
Right. How old are you really going to be?
I will be 49.
Oh, I'm the best at this game. This is unbelievable.
Yeah,
guess weird stuff about Mo. I win.
Yeah, but understand, 49 in black years is like 34.
Depends. If they were like 49.
You mean he has to wear Depends soon?
No. Wow. If they were 49 years of being a slave, that's like 149.
Oh, wowza.
Right? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever done any other GoFundMe pages? Like what... Is this you just looking at the Apple Watch going, you know what, I want to get me one of them?
Well, I'll tell you what happened, actually, and I really did want an Apple Watch. I did a simple Facebook post, and then Mark Stutzman from across the way, he took it upon himself for a Facebook friend. He actually started the GoFundMe page, and this is the first time I'm hearing of this reward structure.
Oh.
He said, hey, yeah. He said, hey, we would have a lot more success if we did a reward structure. I had no idea what a reward structure was. I said, go for it. And now I'm hearing about my egregious violations of FCC policy and radio regulations. I had no idea. And also, I'd like to point out that I wanted an Apple Watch prior to finding out they don't even really work on brothers or tattoos, of which I'm both.
Really, more tattoos. Hold on, Mo. Jen, you're on with Mo. Go ahead, Jen. Jen?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on with Mo.
I wondered what Mo would give me if I give him an Apple Watch because I have two and I only need one.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Why would you give it to Mo?
Well, no, I want to see what I can get.
I like this. She wants to know what her reward structure is.
Yeah.
She can co-host the Cat Named Mo show Saturdays 12 to 3 right there on 102.5 The Bone.
I don't know if that's legal.
That's not worth a watch either.
Yeah, that sounds like you should be paying her.
I'll just lose his job.
What would you want, Jen? What would you want that you think would be a good trade out?
Let's see. Maybe take Mo to Disney World. He could pamper me at the spa. He could take me out. He could go out on a boat and be forced to go fishing with
him. He can't afford to do. Oh, that would be great. Take him out on a boat.
Hey, Jen, if you're giving him something that's black and 8 inches long, how about if he gives you something that's black and 8 inches?
Hers is brand new. His is 50.
Yeah.
Well, what's that?
I didn't think he had money to buy things like that.
That's what I'm saying. He can't take you to Disney World. He can't take you out to a spa. He can't even afford to...
He wouldn't take me to pay. Like, he would be forced to, like, spend the day with me.
So you want to hang out with Mo and give him an Apple Watch?
Yep, the whole day.
Mo?
So you basically want Mo to do a bunch of stuff for you. Kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? What is that? Where you have people that do stuff for you, but you don't actually pay them.
Sometimes against their will.
Yeah.
Can I interject?
What is that word that I'm looking for, Mo?
Slave?
Maybe. That might be it.
I think no.
Do you want me to give you his address and he'll visit you on the plantation?
Yeah.
No, he would be like my friend for the day.
Yeah, that's what we call it, a friend for a day.
No.
All those friends out there working hard.
She's asking me to be her escort, gentlemen, and I would love to do that.
Yeah, that's how it started. And you start cavorting with the boss's wife, and next thing you know.
I am down for whatever you'd like to do. Listen, this is what we'll do, Jim. We'll make a day of it. A complete day of it, and then we'll see where the night takes us. We'll know what time it is because I'll have my brand new Apple Watch.
Yes, you will.
Why do you have two watches?
I bought two watches.
All right,
they're
listen.
Hard to get sometimes, so I bought two.
Jen, I'm with you.
Jen sounds like she works hard and doesn't have a lot of friends.
I work very hard. I just moved to Florida, and I have one friend.
There you go.
Who is your friend?
Oh, it's a girl I work with.
Mo, is she going to hang out with Mo, too? It'd be like all three of you guys going out?
Sure.
Mo, listen, Jen wants to give you a watch. You got to be her friend for the day. So maybe she comes in on Saturday, hosts a show with you, and then you guys go to Safety Harbor Spa. I'll give you gift certificates.
Listen, I am completely down with this. I think this is a great idea. Jen, let's do it. I'm in. Okay. I am absolutely.
How did I start this by making fun of him and not getting him a watch?
Hey, getting him a watch and possibly getting him more.
Yeah,
no.
All
right. I don't know.
Jen, hold on. We'll get Jen's information. She's on line 12. Thank you, Jen. Mo, are you there?
I am absolutely here. Let me tell you something. When you start getting up to nearing 50, you need to exfoliate the skin. This is absolutely.
And you're ashy. I would imagine you're ashy at certain points.
Listen, I'm not ashy.
Listen to me.
I do have lotion at home.
So there you go. Mo had one GoFundMe account, and he ended up getting a watch at the price of $15.
Is that the only account that he had, though?
Oh, wait a second. I believe there is another one.
Yeah, it is. No, that's it. That's it. That's all I got.
My name is Mo. I have done stand-up, TV, radio, and written a novel, a book of poetry, and an award-winning screenplay, and was lead vocalist in a band, A Clockwork Orangutan, a.k.a. Fat Val Kilmer, formerly Statutory Grape, and yet I have $37.43 in my savings account, leaving me unable to afford a DeLorean, the car of my dreams.
Oh, no.
What's the point of being a Renaissance if you have to drive around in a Jeep? Plus, I will take you all on free trips back in time. First stop, bringing condoms to Kanye's mom. Looking for $30,000 has raised zero. But, hey, look, we got you an Apple Watch. Somebody may bring you a time-traveling DeLorean before the end of the show.
Baby steps, and I appreciate what you did. I would even allow Spanish or somebody to come along and to videotape our day.
Don't try to drag my show down in your barter system.
Okay. Well, you kind of did arrange. I'm just pointing that out.
Oh, by the way, hold on. I just looked down at my phone. Jen sent me a message through Facebook so I could see what she looks like.
Oh, she's cute.
Okay.
Yeah, she appears to be good looking. Good for you, Mo.
Make this happen. Make this happen,
oh, it's,
Mike.
It's happening. I will put you on hold.
Mo, what, real quick, Mo, do you have a girlfriend?
Oh, who has a girlfriend in this day and age?
No, I'm just asking. I don't know. Maybe we could do some swap shop for a girlfriend for you, too.
Not one that's buying him an Apple Watch, I can assure you that. Right?
You may have just upgraded.
Mo, she appears to be a fan of hockey and cats. Good luck, buddy.
All right.
Seems like she'd be fun. Hold on. Hook Mo up with Jen and his watch, and I believe it's another fine love connection we made there.
Wow. I thought this was going to go the total opposite way. We just make fun of him for a half hour. We ended up getting him the watch and getting him laid.
Now I want to start a GoFundMe. Okay?
Okay, for what?
Nothing. I don't want any money. Let's start it just to offer the reward system. The rewards. What is it called? The reward. Rewards. Tiers. And whatever money we raise, we'll just donate to charity.
Let me ask you this. So, okay, say you have how many, like 56,000 or 58,000 followers on Twitter?
Yes.
What if everybody sent you a dollar?
That's, you know that I took an ad out in Rolling Stone magazine in the 80s that said that?
Yeah.
And I got $4.
But so here's the thing, though, is everybody sends you a dollar. And then you pick somebody, and you have everybody else send them a dollar.
So it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, but...
But listen to me. Back in the 80s, Rolling Stone, before they had an internet and classifieds and all that stuff, Rolling Stone had about five pages of classifieds in the back. And there was always concert t-shirts, there was always posters, and then there was that one ad where they tell you you could buy a Jeep for $50 at a military auction. So I... then there was like a couple funny personal ads in there. So I took out an ad that said, if everybody in the world sent me a dollar, think how rich I would be when I was like 13. And I got $4. So, and my mother got mad at me. Well, it wasn't my mother, it was my grandfather, because of soupy sales when he got in trouble for doing something like that.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather was like, the IRS is going to now come get us because you got all this cash. I'm like, I got $4. The IRS doesn't care about that. Let us start a GoFundMe and just select reward levels. So it'd have to be, like, for $50, we'd give you, Spanish would give you a hug. For, you know, but make it ridiculous.
Yeah.
For, like, $100, you get to go to lunch with Carmen. For $500, I'll make you dinner at my house.
Oh,
you know,
my.
not really, but something like that. And then all the money we raise, we'd give to charity.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be hilarious, because then but let's make them funny things, like... For $200, I'll go to one of those painting and wine classes with you.
Right.
You know what
painting
I mean?
Painting with a twist.
Yeah. I think that'd be hilarious.
That would be fun.
For $500, I'll argue with your spouse or boss or whoever you want to argue
with. Yeah, your husband's being a dick, Galvin will handle it for you. For $50, you can sit on my amp during a Pitbull toddler show. Oh, my God. We could come up with the best things. Carmen, how much? $500 for Motorboat Carmen. Would you do that?
Where does the money go?
To charity. We'll give you 10% off the top.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Do I get money? Yeah.
Yeah.
Deal.
For $1,000, you get to see Carmen's BH tattoo.
What?
But here's what we do. We'll have you bend over and show it, and then they have to watch it from the other side of that door through the glass. Charity, Carmen.
We could
raise so much money.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to keep that to
For $5,000, Rob will get your name tattooed on his chest.
Perfect.
Right across.
Not you. Anybody.
Yeah.
Owen right across your chest.
Hortense.
Yeah. Oh, this will be so much fun. Oh, we should have kept your thong from the other night. We could have.
I can get a new one.
All right. Put them on. Wear it for a couple of days.
Yeah, I wear plenty of women's panties.
Oh. See, now we're talking. This could be fun. We could absolutely do that. Tony, you're on the mic. Out the show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, that woman giving Mo the watch, she's new in town, so either she's never heard Mo's commercial for the Center for Men's Health, or she has, Mo's in for a great night.
I got low T. he's 50, so, right? What did he say? 49?
49, yeah.
Why do you lie about that, you think?
I don't know. That's such a weird thing. Yeah.
I knew Matt the Brat is a DJ in the area. He's been a DJ like a club DJ since I was like 19, okay?
Right.
And he worked at the Power Pig, and nobody knew how old he was. Because I think at that time, when he was like 19, I think he had to be like 40. But he's short, and he's got long hair, so he looked cool. And you kind of could tell by looking at him that he was older, but he really didn't know. And he probably got laid a lot from young girls, and he didn't want anybody to know. And that was like the biggest scavenger thing to try and get a hold of his driver's license.
Yeah.
I got him so many times. I'm like, the cops are here. They need to see. They want to know who's on the air. They told me to come get the driver's license. He's like, all right. And he's about to hand it to me. And he goes, wait a second. And then we kept catching us. So there's certain, but him, I can understand why. He needed to keep that secret so that he still remained relevant to the younger crowd.
Yeah.
Mo, who is he trying to fool?
I have no idea. There was one of the guys out at the golf tournament. We were talking. He goes, yeah, but this is what happens when you turn 40. And he had gray hair. And I go, I'm 43. And he goes, you're 43. And I go, yeah, you feel terrible now, don't you?
Oh. Well, I periscoped my dad's hair the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at this son of a bitch. Like 4 gray hairs in the whole thing. Edward, go ahead.
Oh, that woman is new to Florida. Are you considering what you might be doing to her? You were talking about what might be growing in your beard. Can you imagine what's in Mo's hair?
Oh, no.
He may have an Apple Watch in his hair.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
He may have a child in there.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's growing in there.
I'm very conscious of that stuff, what's in the beard. Before I would kiss Carmen, I'd make her shave.
Oh, that's funny.
I just waxed it last night.
Thank you
very much. So suck it.
Let me rub my face on it. Can I rub my face on it?
No.
See what it feels like. I want to kiss you like a kitten.
Go away. No.
You don't like that either?
No.
Carmen, we can never date.
Okay.
I'm very.
Face affectionate?
Yeah, face affectionate.
You can be affectionate with my face. Just don't put your hands on it.
So if I wanted to kiss you.
Okay.
And I wanted to hold you like under your cheeks, I couldn't do that.
No.
That's like a real love kiss.
Yeah.
What about feet on your face?
Oh my God, no.
Carmen.
What?
You've never had a guy like grab you like kind of by the...
Yeah, under they'll the, like grab under me the, by the face yeah. and like kiss me, and then I just slowly take my hands and like pull.
Oh my God, my heart! I would get that cold feeling over my body. I'm like, oh.
But then I go and I embrace them, and I like wrap my arms around them, and I start playing with their hair, so they know that I'm into it. Just don't touch my face.
What happened to you as a child?
Yeah.
Somebody did something.
Somebody put something on their face.
Yeah, for sure. I've asked my parents, and my mom is the same way. She just doesn't like people touching her face, but she has really nice skin.
Yeah, she does.
So that's where I get it, because I have really sensitive skin.
Don't try and take her headphones off either.
She's like Warren.
Yeah.
Have you seen my ball? Carmen.
Don't mess with my ball. But no, I get it from my mom. I asked
for how much would it take on a GoFundMe to hold you by the face?
No.
Charity.
No.
$500 to hold Carmen's cheeks for 30 seconds.
All your children are dying. I don't know.
Oh my God. We're trying to help people out. We're not trying to kill children.
Oh, well, I don't know what charity you're going through. Normally, they're for children.
Yes. Let's do something for children.
No.
Let's raise money. We don't have to touch your face.
Okay, deal.
But let's talk about it after the show. And we'll set reward levels, and we'll come up with a sandwich we could raise.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. I just think this is it's going to be bad.
Will you sell your old underwear?
For charity?
Yeah.
Like, will you guys buy me new underwear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, deal.
So,
yeah.
Like, you get up, I'll buy you a whole week's worth of new underwear. You wear them to work. Yeah, well, listen to me. Let me finish. What?
How about two?
Well, listen to me. Yeah. I'll buy you 5 pairs of underwear. You get up in the morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. You put a pair on.
Okay.
Then at the end of the day, you take them off, put them in a Ziploc bag, and give it to me, and I put it on the GoFundMe for $500, you get a pair of Carmen's used underwear.
Okay.
Spanish, you do the same thing.
I definitely will, but not like at the end of the show. Like at the end of the day.
After kung fu practice.
Yeah, whatever.
After
get all the oils Hooters. And spices.
After Hooters, after Five Guys, after pizza.
Cajun
all that.
Zest in there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
How's Dave doing?
What?
No.
Oh, no.
It's over.
Bring up.
What?
Does he call you anymore?
Yep.
Still no sex?
Nope.
Wow. I was waiting for Cinco de Mayo. Big celebration tonight.
We haven't hung out in a while. So,
that sucks.
You know, totally sucks.
You know why? He wants to hold your face.
He's done that before, and I just took his hand. I was like,
you did? Stop. That's why you rejected him.
And then he did it again, and I was like, hey, just to let you know, it kind of bothers me if you touch my face.
Oh, man. No wonder why he doesn't want to bang you. I'd be like, I can't even touch your face. What else can I touch?
That's what guys love, rules.
That's fine. I'm busy, you know, especially now I got the new morning show and stuff. So I just really don't have time.
Holy ego.
What other BS excuses do you have of why a guy wouldn't bang you?
No, not why he won't. Why
he wouldn't. You put it out there. You were ready for it.
Yeah.
You were like a cat in heat.
Yeah.
He was like, no, pass.
And now I'm not. Now I'm just over it. So, moving on.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Maybe for $1,000, somebody could take you away for a weekend.
Oh, okay.
Pending approval.
I was like, $1,000 just to sleep with me? That's
No, not to sleep with you.
Oh, okay.
That'd be prostitution. That's wrong.
Let me ask you, if there's some sort of reward, like what if we just did this for a charity thing? We do charity stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, all the time.
What rewards would you like? Were you like, because everybody's going to be like, I want to come sit on the show. I must get like 5 emails a week, people. Yeah. Can I come in and watch the show? No, what are we, this is not a zoo. I don't come and ask you to watch you at the post office. Yeah. I don't.
We could have like a private party for people that do it.
All right. Well,
like,
no.
Small, intimate, like dinner something.
We will have a private party for everybody who donates.
That's pretty cool.
Regardless of price.
Right. $5. Let's make it legit. $20, you get invited to the party.
Yeah.
And then, so that'll be like the first thing.
What price would you put on this? Me just dead stare you for a minute.
I'd pay $50 for
that. I would. I'd stop. It just freaks me out, the Galvin dead stare. What's worth it is the Galvin precious face.
Oh my God, yeah.
Hold on, let's play the name game.
Okay. You want to go first or you want me to?
You go first.
Billy Baroo.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Steven Dorff.
Shia LaBeouf.
Clint Howard.
Anwar Sadat.
Tiki Barber.
Yeah. That's a little unfair. That's a little unfair.
How is that unfair?
You got rid of Hyphen's Tiki. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That was good.
I couldn't even look.
Totally part of it.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.